更多的游戏和娱乐广播。
Once again, it is time for Games and More Entertainment Radio. This is C4. I'm flying solo today for the majority of the show. Don't turn us off yet. Come on now. Give us a chance. I got 20 minutes, almost 20 minutes, with Wolf in a little bit earlier. So we're going to get to hear him from China, all the way from China. He couldn't talk as long as we wanted him to. He's been kind of sick since he's been over there, so he's been losing his voice. It's been coming in and out. We think he's got SARS. Yeah, so he's feeling a little bit better, but he still couldn't talk for very long. You're going to have to put up with me for a little bit, flying solo, and how long I can go without boring the piss out of everybody. So, let me say, another reason why this is a very special episode is not only because we've got Wolf out in China giving us a report, we've got some very good emails lately, which is really making this a special episode. We've been getting some really great stuff lately from a lot of people. A lot more people than I thought listened to the show, that's for sure. So that's cool. You know, I mean, we're getting out there at least. Somebody's hearing our voice. Kind of makes it all worth it, you know? It really does. It feels pretty good. And we've got some great suggestions for the show, some things to do with the show, and some we'd like to hear some things we need to change, too, you know. Just let us know, gamer@hwhq.com. We love hearing from you. So just fire off that email, tell us what you think, what you do and don't like. And this is fantastic. Here, check this out. I've got a special report here, a special review from Dual Parallel, the old school freak himself, on the VGS. Check this out. He sent me this email a couple of days ago, and this thing sounds awesome. I keep reading it and just going, wow, you know, I gotta check this out. It's called, let's see, TV Games Video Game System. And I'm just going to read this straight off the page here, so I don't fuck it up too bad, I hope. I know you've all been waiting for this like I have, I really have, and it's finally here. The Ultimate Video Game System. The TV Games Video Game System by Jax Pacific and Infogrames. The VGS is a complete Atari 2600 with 10 games and an old-school 2600 joystick. It plugs right into your tube with RCA video and produces elite mono sound. It's powered by 4 AA batteries, not included, and has a fire button, a select button, a start button, a reset button, an on-off switch, and an LED power indicator light, all in a 2600 joystick. The 10 games included are Gravatar, Real Sports Volleyball, Adventure, Missile Command, Asteroids, Centipede, Pong, Breakout, Yar's Revenge, and Circus Atari. At $24.99, I'd say that's a lot of nostalgic gaming value. I would have bought it for Adventure alone, but Gravatar and Yar's Revenge put it over the top. In fact, Adventure may not be my favorite game anymore. Yar's Revenge is winning me over with all that shield nibbling and dodging, that call-like spinning star thing. Dig the 80s movie reference. The three games I mentioned are really fun. The others are just nostalgia. And that's not a bad thing, especially if you're like me and wasted many a day playing Sorcerer, Demon Attack, and Pitfall 2. The only downfall is the short cable. No good if you want to lay in bed and play some Atari. And if the $25 price tag is too much, just wait to buy it. I can almost guarantee it will drop in price. If you had the Mongoose BMX ride with the snowflake mags, and if you wore striped tube socks pulled up to your knees, then the VGS is for you. So let the bat grab the sword, and then grab that bat and kill some pixelated dragon. That's the review from Dual Parallel from Radio Freak America. You gotta go check that show out. That's what real radio sounds like, okay? It's oldschoolfreak.com. OldSkoolPhreak.com. See, there's a certain level of polish here that we can never attain here at Gamer. So, that is awesome, Duel. That is very awesome. That thing sounds so cool. You know, I've got an emulator on my computer for a lot of these old games, but it just doesn't feel the same. You know, I mean, first of all, if you're trying to play with a keyboard, you know, you might as well just go outside and shoot yourself in the head because it's not that much fun. You've got to get some kind of controller. I don't have a joystick, any kind of USB joystick for my computer, but I do have a USB Sidewinder, which is like a joypad, which I totally dig. The thing's fantastic. Not as good as the Xbox Controller S, in my opinion, but, you know, it does the job. It plays most of the games just fine. I mean, it feels right for a good lot of the games, but not for the Atari games. Definitely not for the Atari games. So this thing, for only $25, that's awesome. I mean, you get those 10 games, which you can play for hours. Adventure is some tight shit. I remember playing a good lot of these. And yes, we did have the Mongoose BMX ride. I love that bike. Let's see. On to other stuff here. Let's see. Oh, okay. A couple of new war games coming out that people might really like to hear about. I'm not a big fan of the genre. I don't play Medal of Honor. I don't play Battlefield 1942. I know I'm missing out, too. I tried to play them. I got some demos, and they just weren't my cup of tea. Let's see. Some of the popular ones, though. Check this out. We've got Medal of Honor 2 was announced. So it's called Call of Duty. And America's Army, they're releasing an expansion pack, and it adds a medic class. I'm not sure what else it adds. I guess it's free. You can probably go to their website, whatever that is, right now and download it. I don't know if it's going to be a while or what. I'm sure there's some information on this side. I just heard it was coming out. And there's a mod for Battlefield 1942 called Desert Combat. If you go to their website, it's desertcombat.com. It updates the game to present-day weaponry. So, you know, that sounds really cool. I'm not too big on the old style, you know, like the old World War II fighting stuff like that. I mean, it's really cool, but it's just not like flying the stealth fighter overhead and, you know, dropping a couple bombs on some people. And I don't know. I think that sounds a lot cooler. So I'm going to have Ode check that out because I know he's got Battlefield 1942. But I'm starting to worry about these war games. It seems like we're just getting a slew of war games all of a sudden, because these aren't the only ones that have just, you know, recently been released or announced. there's been quite a few recently that have come out. Viet Cong, there's that Soldier one, the German one. There's a lot more, too, that I don't know about because I don't really follow them that well. What else came out that sounded interesting? Oh, Reservoir Dogs. I'm sure most of us have seen that movie. That's a fantastic movie by Quentin Tarantino. And they're making a game based on Reservoir Dogs. I don't know. There was, like, no detail. I just heard that somebody's working on it. And I guess you can play the guys, you know, the Mr. White and all that. You can play the guys, and I guess they're thinking about letting players play the cops also. And, you know, I cannot fathom what they're going to do for this game. Have you hold up in a warehouse somewhere and wait till you die? Are you going to have it so you have to go somewhere, like Grand Theft Auto, and then find a warehouse somewhere and die? I don't know, but hopefully they'll figure it out and make it right. I'm not sure what to say about that. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Let's see here. We've also got a little bit more news on R-Type Final. So far, it's only slated for a Japanese release, and this really pisses me off. This is why I need a mod chip, okay, so I can import these fucking games and play them like I want to. And I could be playing games like Soul Calibur 2 already if I had a mod chip or an imported PlayStation or Xbox or whatever, but Jesus Christ, you know, it's like, I already paid for your hardware, you know, don't restrict me too much, you know, I mean, a game's a game. Who cares about the localization, all the time that you say you're going to spend trying to work on a game like Soul Calibur 2, okay? It's going to suck anyway when it gets here, just like every other fighting game's dialogue and story, okay? Just give it to us now. Don't make us wait. As far as R-Type Final goes, before I went off on my little tangent there, I guess they've got a bunch of ships. It seemed like originally I, for some reason, thought there was only a ship or maybe just a couple of ships. I guess they've got a couple of ships you can take. Whatever I was reading said dozens of ships, and I guess, you know, they're stock ships from the R-Type series and other games from IREM, and I guess you can have customizable ships, too, which is pretty awesome. I think that's going to be the coolest part right there, is being able to build your own ship. I guess you can pick the upgrade path and whatnot for your ship, you know, when you get that little floaty ball thing that floats out in front of you, and what happens when you get the upgrade. So that's pretty awesome. I'm really looking forward to that. Another interesting tidbit, I probably pulled this out of PlayStation Magazine. This sounds like their spin. They were talking about Grand Theft Auto, which, you know, everybody's talking about. I guess they're working, or apparently they seem to think that there is another Grand Theft Auto game in the works by Rockstar, and it is rumored to be Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Now, I don't know anything beyond that. Hell, it was probably their April Fool's joke in their issue this month. Who knows? I still think, you know, the Sin City thing was awesome. That would be just kick-ass, like a 70s Las Vegas. I could totally dig that. That is something I would really like to get my hands on. GTA 4 is, you know, being worked on, and they're talking about that actually being a possible launch title. I say they, PSM, for being a possible launch title for the PlayStation 3 in 2005. I guess they have a whole lot of ideas and a whole lot of things that they really want to incorporate that the PlayStation 2 just can't handle. So that's really cool. That gives us, you know, something more to look forward to, I guess, you know, spend our hard-earned money on more games and more systems. But at least they work properly, unlike some of the PC games I've been coming across lately. However, I grabbed the demo for Postal 2 today, and I've been playing that all day long. I can't believe it. It's time-limited to 7 minutes long. You only get 7 minutes to play, and it's only a small section of the first level, but I'll tell you, I mean, I played for hours. I couldn't believe it. Hunter's been playing it, too. It's amazing. It's so much fun. I can't go wholeheartedly recommend this to everybody, though. It's a little over the top. You know, it's got lots of blood and lots of violence, and it's just like, it's just crazy. It's not bad like the language with Kingpin, but, you know, they still cuss an awful lot in it. You know, but not a whole lot to turn it off. I mean, not like Kingpin. Jesus Christ, nothing's that bad. But I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun. I didn't run into any problems with it. It runs smooth as silk on my machine, too, so I'm really happy about that. You get some weird-ass weapons, too. I mean, you start out and you can pick up a shovel right away, which you beat people with. You can chop their heads off with your shovel. I came across a hunting rifle, kick-ass sniper rifle. I just couldn't find any extra rounds for it. A shotgun pretty much kills anybody, except for the cops somehow can take two or three blasts to the dome with that thing. There's a machine gun I had, a Molotov cocktail, pistol. What else was there? There was some neat stuff I was running around using. I find myself using the pistol, the shovel, the most. It just seems like there's more ammo for that stuff laying around. I really would like to check out the full retail on this and check out all the crazy guns and stuff and a little bit more of the first level to get a feel for it. It seems pretty big, too. I mean, the little tiny section of the first level they give you is big. I mean, it's big. It took us a while, too, Hunter and I, to go through it and make sure that we cleared out everything and saw every little nook and cranny there was. But it was pretty cool. The little scripted scenes they have are awesome. Like, you can go, there's this one part, it starts out and you've got to go get some milk. Okay, that's your little, daily routine. You got to go to the store. So, assuming you can make it all the way across town in this part of the game they give you, and get to the store. I mean, it's populated by a bunch of NPCs, which was configurable, but I could actually adjust the amount of people walking around. It was really cool. I mean, if your machine sucks, it might still be salvageable to play this game. So you go to the store and buy your milk, and you can go up to the counter, pay for it, and go straight back home. That's the end of the demo there. Jesus, that's no fun. You walk in there with the guns blazing, throw a Molotov cocktail in the guy's place, smoke him out or something. I mean, it's crazy. You can do all kinds of stuff. Your guy, he can eat donuts. I come across some fast food, some weed, and this is how your guy gets his health back. And he's got some pretty funny little one-liners he says once in a while, but they're nothing Army of Darkness. They're nothing Bruce Campbell caliber, that's for sure. But it might be worth checking out the demo, at least. Like I said, I can't recommend this wholeheartedly to anybody to go run out and buy. But, I mean, check out the demo. It's gopostal.com. I'm digging it. I'm really loving it. I really would like to see more, though, before I decide whether or not I'm going to purchase this game or not. But, tell you what, every minute I played it today was just enjoyment. Just nice to blow off a little steam every now and again. Another game that is making a lot of news is 13. And that's the one with that's written out in Roman numerals. And it's the cel-shaded first-person shooter game. It has a very cartoony look to it, which really works for it, the comic style it's laid out. They've got a neat little gimmick, I guess, where if you have a headshot or you do something cool, like, I don't know, it didn't really explain it, but from what I could tell, like, maybe if you do something just right, you'll get, like, a little, not quite a cutscene, but three panels, comic book style, appear over the main game screen and show you what happens, almost like in slow-mo, still frames, though. Like, everywhere I looked, I saw shots of some bad guy getting shot through the head, and it pops up these three little screens, comic book style, across the top of the screen there with, it just entering his head, and then maybe one where it was through, and then the last one where it's passed through the guy's head, and he's kind of falling back screaming, no, there's blood all over the place. I mean, pretty bloody, too. There was lots of blood there. The game sounds really cool. I mean, you get all kinds of weapons, too. The list I got a hold of, chairs, bottles, shards of glass, pistols, crossbows, harpoon guns, and in the screenshots, it looked like I saw an AK-47 and a rocket launcher. I mean, what's a first-person shooter without a rocket launcher? I mean, come on. You gotta have, the big guns. That's almost standard now. And the story, as far as the story goes for this game, it looks like you wake up with amnesia, and a key in your hand, and you're the number one suspect in the presidential assassination. You've got a bullet wound to your head, apparently you're alive, and that's, I guess, what fucked you up, and you've got the tattoo of the Roman numerals for 13 on you. Anyway, you also have a sixth sense. You can kind of see noise. Now, think like a comic book, like when, you punch somebody. Remember the old Batman TV show when they hit somebody, it would say, bam! You can kind of see noise like that. So you can tell if somebody's walking down a hallway that you can't see, but you can hear see their footsteps. I guess it'll say click, 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 or whatever. So that, that's pretty neat. That adds a lot to it right there. It kind of gives you a really, really neat little bonus, little different from the norm. It uses the Unreal Engine, although looking at it, you would never know it being cel-shaded. And there's 33 missions to it, and let's see, well, I had this written down over here. Lockpicks and a grappling hook are some of the things you get to use. I'm sure there's tons, but that's all I could come across, that's all I could find. It looks really neat, though. I can't wait to check that out. One thing I did notice about the screenshots for that game is, well, out of probably the 50 screenshots that I managed to get a hold of, like 48 of them were in some kind of a hallway, like indoors down a corridor somewhere. And that's a big turnoff for me. I like open, expansive places, you know, huge worlds and generally outside. I just dig it, you know. And it was kind of just sucked to see that it looked like you were inside a lot. Now, I'm sure this is early, and, you know, this is just like the one level that's done, and they probably shipped this out to all the review places, you know, and the magazines and whatnot. And this is what we got. Was just maybe this one or two levels, and they took most of the shots from the inside this building or whatever you're in. But that looks pretty cool. You might want to check that out. Another game that is huge is Jak 2. Remember Jak and Daxter for the PlayStation 2? They sold over 2 million copies of Jak and Daxter nationwide, okay? That's pretty cool. Jak 2 is slated for a September release, although I wouldn't be surprised to see this delayed until the end of the year for the holiday season. This is by Naughty Dog, and it sounds pretty awesome. Now, I don't play a lot of these platformer games, mainly because everything since Mario 64 has sucked ass. They all had control issues, they just weren't smooth, and every single one of them I had a complaint about the camera, except for Mario 64. And I know that everybody's not thrilled about the camera on most of these games. So that's my first complaint with it. Before I even see this game, you know, I'm gonna label it bad right there, only because I know the camera's gonna suck. However, I hope they prove me wrong. Now I've got a page here of random shit written down. It looks like in no particular order. From what I was able to grasp of this game, Daxter is not really a huge playable character in this. He's more of like a sidekick. I guess you do get to play him at some point, though. But Jak, the main feature here is on Jak. And let's see, I guess he was teleported into the future. I'm not sure what happened at the end of the of Jak and Daxter, because I didn't play it. But apparently he was teleported into the future. I don't know if this isn't part of the story for Jak and Daxter, or if they just made this up afterwards. And he gets imprisoned by this guy who they call Baron Praxis. And I guess the Baron here does all kinds of crazy Nazi-like experimentation on him. I mean, all kinds of freaky stuff. You know, he tortures him, basically, and does all kinds of experiments on him. And the story opens up, I guess Jak escapes, and he teams up with the rebel leader Torn to try to overthrow Baron Praxis. And I guess both sides are trying to locate this thing called the Precursor Stone, which is in some tomb somewhere. And I guess the tomb can only be opened by a young kid. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all ties into it. Maybe Jak will be whisked off into the past to have to open this thing or something. That's, you know, a pretty cool... Could be a pretty cool thing for the storyline there. I really don't know what happens. So I'm just speculating at this point. After reading everything I read on Jak 2, though, I'm blown away at how amazing this game sounds. I'm starting to wonder if I'm missing out on these great adventure games. I played Tie the Tasmanian Tiger for the Xbox, and I've played Sonic Adventure for the Dreamcast, and I really didn't care for either one of them. I don't know what it is. On top of the camera sucking, they're just not that fun. It was almost like more of the same, and the 2D side-scroller adventure games, I miss them, because nothing has been able to do them justice, I think, except for Mario 64. And I didn't even really like the Ocarina of Time that much, the Zelda 64 games. I really didn't care for those too much. They were pretty great, though. I mean, they're better than most of the crap out there. But, I mean, what about Sly Cooper and Ratchet and Clank, these newer games that are supposed to be so much better, and I just automatically write them off. So maybe somebody should let me know. You know, send me an email, tell me what, you know, how far I have my head up my ass about this, and you know, set me straight. Maybe I'll grab some movies from some site somewhere and see if I can't get a better feel for the camera and how the game plays. Because they've been getting good reviews everywhere, but it's like everywhere in there, you always hear on the message boards by the people, you hear, oh, the camera sucks, and nothing but complaints usually. So maybe I'm a little jaded from that. But Jak, you know, he was in prison after he escaped. He wants to get revenge. I guess he's bent on revenge. And he's burly now. He's a much older character. They kind of steered away from the childishness of the adventure genre. You know, I mean, look at the... Hell, every game I can think of in recent memory. Mario 64, Tiger, Blink, Sly Cooper, Ratchet and Clank, actually, I hear quite different. I guess you got guns, and it's all kinds of crazy, so that's pretty cool. They gave Jak guns in this. He's got, I guess, four different weapons. He's got a scatter gun, think shotgun, a laser blaster, some kind of blue plasma machine gun thing, and a rocket launcher. So that's pretty cool. It sounds like they kind of grew up a little bit, which is going to be nice. It's going to be nice to see, you know, the change here. I can't wait to hear more about this. I think they're going to debut this at E3 here, and we're probably going to see a lot more from then. Let's see, this game takes place in the future. I couldn't figure out how many years, because I kept hearing different years, so maybe the official site has some information on that, if you really care how many years in the future, but it's somewhere between 200 and 500. There's over 70 minutes of cinematics in the game, using high-resolution polys, which is pretty cool. You know how it sucks in a lot of these games, where they zoom up trying to tell the story, and your guy looks like shit, he's all blocky and fucked up, because you don't play it, you know, right up on him, you play far away and he looks fine. So, I guess, and he's got a lot of personality now. I guess he talks a lot, and, like, they're really trying to flesh out the Jack character. One of the cool things he can do is transform into Dark Jack. He's invincible for a little while, he's got some kind of special move, and I guess they're doing some kind of an upgrade system where you get to, like, pick what special attacks that Jack gets to use, and I guess they're using, from what it sounded like, it was almost like Diablo 2's skill system, where you put points into it and work your way down a tree or something. It sounds pretty neat. Let's see. Another interesting things about this, they've got, I guess the old regular moves are in there that Jack had before, plus the gun, plus some fat combo moves now. They said they made it really smooth, the transition from, you know, his old moves to adding in the gun. So I guess the combos work out where they've got, you know, you beat the crap out of him hand-to-hand combo. You're in melee 1 minute, and then, you know, you're shooting him the next minute in some kind of neat combo system. So that's pretty cool. And something that really, I think, helps the game here, I'm going to fuck this guy's name up. Hirokazu Yasura. Well, fucking the guy who was from Team Sonic that did the level design for the first couple Sonic games on the Genesis. Probably all the ones on the Genesis, actually. And I thought those were the best, and the level design was amazing. So I guess he is doing the level design for this now. So that's pretty awesome. And the world was huge. Everything I saw in that game, from the screenshots and whatnot, it was just gigantic, and they kept talking about it, and everything I read, it was just huge. I guess there's 16 gigantic zones, and the town itself was just amazing. They've got some kind of hover, it's not like a hover bike or hover, maybe it's like a hoverboard or some kind of hovercraft where you get to drive around and do things. And to get around a little bit easier, which is probably going to help it a lot. I guess they've got two levels of traffic, they said, too. You know, think like, what came to mind when I was reading that, that movie? The Fifth Element. That came to mind. Remember when he's driving his cab and there's cars above and below him? This is two levels like that. That sounds pretty cool. They had really a lot of innovative things on this, though. They had a randomizer for the people. I guess they look different in town. So, like, you and your buddy are playing, and the people in town don't look the same. That's kind of neat, too. You know, that little touches like that do add a lot. Otherwise, you end up with crap like Might and Magic on the PC, where everybody looks the same in all the towns, and blank face, all wearing the same, you know, blue or green dress, and fucking brown tunic, or whatever the hell, you know. That gets old real quick, so Jack 2 sounds pretty cool. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about that because I'm not too big on these adventure games. And the one last thing I wanted to mention that they sounded really cool, what they really wanted to change with this was that it's not collection-based either. Like most, most of the adventure games in recent memory, you know, where you just go out and they say, okay, you've got to get this many coins or rings or God only knows whatever, and you've got to go, you know, hit this switch all the way on the other side of the level, you know, or you got to collect 15 of these things while you're in there and find these 6 hidden things, you know, that gets old after a while, okay? I mean, when I played Taiba Tasmanian Tiger, I just kept thinking, God, this is like a shitty Mario 64 with better graphics, okay? I mean, it wasn't fun, it was just like the same shit, the same idea. I really wasn't too impressed with that game. It was probably worth $20 in an afternoon, but that was about all it was really worth. And one last thing, for Jack 2, they're not going to take items away from you, which I see a lot in games that really pisses you off. You know, you start the level, they say, oh, this is your new, you know, whatever gadget, and you have to use that gadget to, you know, accomplish your goals in the level, and after that level's over, they take it away from you. Okay, well, that's fucking bullshit, okay? They're going to leave you with everything they give you, so it's like you evolve through the game with your items and moves and, you know, all your gear and shit. That is fucking fat. I like that idea a lot because, you know, you keep thinking, you know, God, I want to use this at another part, or, geez, didn't I, you know, I could have reached that switch or gotten up that platform had I had my little, you know, spring shoes or whatever from a previous level. So I'm looking forward to that a lot. I think I'm going to talk more about that in the future as we know more, because I'm pretty excited, and I'm thinking I might even look to pick up Jak and Daxter just to check it out, or Sly Cooper or Ratchet and Clank, something to check it out and see how far it's come. Because I didn't care for Mario Sunshine either. I really didn't like that very much at all. Something I left out last week I wanted to bring up was I got an email from Spetsnaz C4. This is fat, okay? Now, I'm really into weird pirate crap and old betas and shit like that. You know, stuff that you just don't see mainstream. Shit that you just can't walk down to Radio Shack, pick up, you know, or down to Best Buy and grab yourself an Xbox. They're all the same. You know, every PlayStation 2 you see is the same. You know, and who knows about the story behind it and all the weird shit behind it. Well, he sent me a link to this site, which you gotta check it out. A bunch of development units, prototypes, unreleased shit, rare import crap. It is fucking cool. Check this out. It's called Assembler. The address is http://assembler.emugaming.com. Check that out. There is some of the weirdest, coolest stuff I have ever seen there. I can't get enough of this stuff. I love looking at this stuff. And while we're at this guy, it's the NES Archive. It's www.atarihq.com/TSR. And this is the NES Archive. He's got all kinds of kick-ass weird pirate crap on there. I mean, everything from pirate consoles to pirate games that have 50 bad versions of, you know, Mario Brothers on it. So those things are really cool to check out. If you're at all into weird stuff like that at all, you gotta check that out. I'm hoping that Wolf can, you know, let us in on some weird shit like that. You know, like a DVD with, like, every game from, you know, whatever company on it, you know, and some weird pirate menu thing and whatnot. Stuff like that is just cool to check out. So, that was the majority of what I wanted to cover that I thought was pretty interesting. And I'm pretty sure I've been going on for 30 minutes now, boring the piss out of everybody. So, I'm going to cue up the dialogue with Wolf, and we're out of here. We'll see you next week. We can hear you perfect. This is awesome. This is C4.
Wolf.
And Wolf is in China.
So how's it going?
It's going pretty good. All right. This is like attempt number 55.
Works?
Yeah, it works. Yeah, it sounds much better. So as far as news in the States goes, Final Fantasy Origins was released on Friday.
They're picking me up a copy. Because I only can get Japanese copy here. No, Final Fantasy 12.
Well, if you listen to the 7th show, I know you can't, and we're working on that, trying to hook you up with my server here at home. Maybe you can access that through the Great Firewall of China. You didn't get a chance to listen to the 7th episode. I did pick you up a copy.
It did, I guess. We love you long time.
Hey, that's the least I can do for burning up like a billion minutes on your calling card.
That's all right. It's cheap.
Well, it says we got 10 hours left, and that's to China, so it's like a lot more here. It's like 18 hours or something for the States.
Oh, okay. Check this out. On my way to China, I took the Korean Airlines, and they have those interactive TVs for each seat, and every seat's got one. And the business cabin's got a better one. They got the bigger screen and stuff, like 10 inches. In the economy cabin, then they have a 7.2 inches LCD display.
That's awesome, though. You got like your own little TV set. What can you do with it?
You can play video games, but some like ghetto ass games, but you know, for killing time. And then you can choose the channels. It's got like 15 or 16 different channels. Each channel got two different audios. Got Korean or English. And they got some new movies out too. You know, still playing in the theater right now. Lord of the Rings out. I'm playing on the, you know, I'm a little TV. You can choose to watch it. And I got Harry Potter. Got some other movies too I didn't watch.
That's awesome. Did you play any of the games?
Yeah, just some chess game, you know, card game. It's not nothing. So it was an 8-bit, old-ass NES game.
That's all right, though, because those are some of the best games out there, though. I mean, look, that's where Final Fantasy came from.
I wish got RPG on there. I would stay on there forever. But anyway, nothing really makes your time go real fast. So before I know, I'm in Korea. I have to change the plane. Check this out. When I was in Korea, I was so fucking tired. I found a backpack of cigarettes. And they got like those, they got stores, right? They sell in the airport. They don't sell single pack cigarettes. So I had to hook. Carton.
They only sell cartons of cigarettes over there?
Yeah. I think I bought a carton like $10.
That's a lot cheaper here in the States. Jesus Christ, we pay $5 for a pack.
Oh, yeah, that cigarette tastes pretty good, too. Well, anyway, it's about games and not about smoke. Smoke's bad.
Good point.
Okay, after I arrived in China, and I went to an internet cafe, checking my emails and stuff, and hey, guess what? My Nevada Bell's email account works in China. For some reason, Green Firework did block that out. So I got like 500 mails in my mailbox. I have the Kindles up. And the people are huge over here playing online games.
Yeah, what are they playing over there? Are they playing the same kind of garbage that we're playing, like EverQuest and fucking, what is that other stupid shit that they got? Dark Age of Camelot?
It's worse. I mean, EverQuest, at least got, you know, halfway decent 3D graphics, but this one's all 2D. It's like old Diablo game.
Okay, this is that Arcane game you were talking about, right?
Right, that's correct.
What's the website for that?
So I don't remember that website. And now there's a new game came out too. I don't know what they call it in English. So it's real big. Got at least, my cousin told me it got at least about 1 or 2 million people. Hey.
And is anybody over there playing Lineage?
Lineage? No.
That game is supposed to be huge, particularly Korea.
See, I'm in China.
Well, I know, but I thought, you know, some of the people, you know, might be playing it.
No. And I'm surprised not that many people play Counter-Strike anymore. Last year was huge. I mean, a lot of people playing. But this year, they don't have that many people playing.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, when I go in there, they got server set up, a lot of server. But I only have about 4 or 5 people are playing.
Whoa.
Like, those internet cafes are pretty interesting in China. They got those small size ones, got about 50, 60 computers in there, or big size one. It's got a 1 to 200 computers in there.
Holy shit, it sounds like a dream, dude.
They have their online parties every single day. I mean, nonstop, 24 hours.
That is awesome. That is incredible. What else are they playing over there? Warcraft and stuff? StarCraft?
Yeah, you know, I saw some people playing on Warcraft, and they just set up a local server, LAN server, and they don't go through a battle net, so they just play inside of a cafe.
That's cool, though, because then you can, like, you know, make, you know, set up your strategies and stuff with your buddies who are right there, you know, or other people, at least, that are right there. It's a lot.
And you can't cheat, you know, people are watching stuff.
Yeah, that's right, huh? They got the monitor.
By now, and besides, this computer doesn't belong to you, so you can't really have any cheating stored on the computer.
Thank God. That's another nice thing about being able to play at one of those cafes. Too bad we don't have anything like that around here.
Oh, people can, you know, in China, not very many people have for their own computer, so that's pretty good business.
But how much does it cost?
In the United States, computers are cheap, you know, not like in China. You have to go somewhere. You have to go somewhere to get online and stuff.
Why is that? I mean, how much does it cost, like, a whole lot to go to the cyber cafe? I mean, couldn't these people just not go there for a while, save some money, and buy a computer?
No, it's cheap. It's like 1.5 to 2 yen an hour average, which translates to dollars of about 15, 20 cents an hour.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah, you can stay in there with a dollar. Think of it.
That is incredible.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, and I went to those computer malls. They have those huge malls called the Digital Center. They're like huge buildings, got so many stores, like six, seven, eight stores, stories, you know, and they got elevators in there. And, they sell nothing but computer parts, computers, or software, and game consoles.
That is incredible, dude. It sounds like heaven over there.
Oh, yeah, trust me. I wish I was here a little bit longer, man. And I wish I'm living here. I believe, oh, man, it's so awesome. And stuff, things are real cheap, too, because it's got so many complications. You know, wow, the small guy, he's, you know, I said, 300 stores, you know, operated by 300 different stores. And each of them got complications trying to get customers, so they're real cheap.
Oh, yeah, I see, huh? They got a good competition going over there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Keeps the prices way down.
But, you know, it's still the hardware part. That's expensive here. Hardware is about the same price with the United States, and I think they're a little bit behind us. But software, it's like, that's about pennies, because, you know, they don't have original. Everything's pirated.
Yeah, the company's got to make their money somewhere, you know. I mean, if everybody's just pirating everything they come across out there, movies and all the software, every video game.
Right, right.
So now this...
Sorry.
I know you just had lunch, so...
Yeah, my beautiful wife made me lunch after kicked the shit out of me in the Street Fighter.
That's unbelievable.
And I guess what? She's like... I bet she would kick your ass in the Street Fighter C4.
Probably.
She made me chill out. I mean, maybe we fought like 10 rounds. Maybe I won 1 round.
Jesus.
I mean, she beat my ass. Not like a close match as we had.
Damn, dude. I can't wait.
She threw all those crazy combos, and you won't even believe.
I can't wait to check it out, though, whenever, you know, things get straightened out and we can actually play over here. I'll be over at your house every day playing, trying to beat her.
Yeah, well, right. You sleep on the couch.
We'll take turns trying to beat her.
Tech him on her.
Maybe when she gets really worn out and tired, though, we'll play for like 20 hours and see, we can sleep shit. We can take shifts, you know?
That's right.
Maybe we'll stand a chance.
Oh, check it out. I run into those shops that sells PlayStation 2 and Xbox. And they have some interesting deals. If you buy a console from each one of any one of those, right, they will give you an offer. Says they will install mod chip for you.
They most of them come pre-installed. I can't imagine anybody there buying one without a mod chip.
Yeah, because actually it's pirate, you know. Xbox games cost about $1. DVD version. They got two different versions, right? They got regular CD version or DVD version.
Jesus. And they
CD version costs about 50 cents a piece. DVD version costs about $1.25 a piece.
Holy shit, dude! That's amazing.
But you have to have this mod chip to play.
Yeah, that's why it wouldn't be worth it to not have it, Mommy. You have to have it. It sounds like over there.
Okay. So I'm trying to get my hands on those. And they're not that expensive if you buy them. And I'm trying to get one of those, and they will give me a little figure so I can sort it out myself.
That'll make for an interesting project for us one day when you get back here.
That's right. But get ready to fuck it up, though. It's just $200.
Yeah, no shit, huh? I know Ode just ordered a PlayStation 2 mod chip for his PlayStation, so it should be here in probably like another week.
Where can he get gifts?
Well, I'm not so sure if it's... That's going to be the issue. I think the issue is going to be getting the chip installed. He hasn't soldered in a long time, but at least he's done it, you know, quite a bit before. So he should be all right. He went with the Magic 3.1, and he's got a version 7 PlayStation, I believe. And I mean, it's you know, for me, it's for the imports. I want to be able to play the games that they didn't bring over here, or that we have to wait. You know, I could be playing Soul Calibur 2 right now.
I saw that one too.
See, I mean, that would be really cool to play that months ahead of time, and, you know, they're trying to, you know, they're going to say that, oh, well, we need time to change the language and localization and stuff like that, and that's why it takes a couple months to get to the United States, but that's bullshit, because think about most of the fighting games we get, they're all fucked up anyway, the dialogue sucks anyway.
Yeah, who cares about dialogue?
I know, it's a
fighting game.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't need to worry about get your ass beat or get some ass.
Exactly, but I guess they don't have live support on there for Xbox Live, so that kind of sucks. I don't know. I'd like to. I gotta have it. I gotta have that game though. I really want to play that. So I'm definitely gonna be buying that for the Xbox because I want to play Spawn, and I really hope that Hunter buys Soul Calibur 2 for his GameCube so that we can see Link.
That cartoon dude with a little sword.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like that, though. In that game, he looks like he did before at the, what was that, Space World 2000, where they showed, like, the modern look, you know, like, he looks like that, dude. He looks badass.
No shit.
Yeah, and he's got all his equipment, dude. He's got, like, his bombs and his bow and his, you know, his sword, the Master Sword, obviously. And he's got all that shit he had before, like, in the games.
Oh, check this out. In China, they got so many clever servers, right? Set up with a download, and you can download Xbox games on there to the Xbox hard drive. What you do is take off your hard drive and Xbox, plug in your PC, download the game, unzip in there, then plug back into the Xbox and the game, you will be able to play the game.
You know, I was reading on some of the forums about that, and I guess a lot of people have, like, huge hard drives in their Xboxes. Over here in the States, I'm talking. They have mod chips that allows them to, I guess they have it hooked up on the inside of the Xbox. I don't think they take it out, from what I could tell. They have it in the Xbox, like, you know, the huge drives, like 120 gigs, 200 gigs, whatever. Right? And they have, I guess it runs an FTP server, and they just load the game over their network right onto the Xbox.
I'm ready for a 200 gig hard drive, man.
Yeah, I don't know though if I could bring myself to do that. It just seems like, you know, I mean, they've got to deal with all the weird what do they got? They got the weird the dashboard things, and you always have to worry about the new versions of the BIOS and stuff. And you know, what if you You know, it just seems like a fucking hassle. I just want to be able to play some import games. I really am not too big on pirating console games because it's like, you know, the whole point is I want my fucking games to work properly and I want to see them in their full glory.
It is kind of a pain in the ass, I guess.
It's a major pain in the ass. But on the other side, you know, I want to be able to play R-Type Final. You remember R-Type, that game?
Yeah.
And you shoot, you know, and you got that little ball thing on the front of you, and you remember that shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, check it out. R-Type Final is coming out for the PlayStation 2, and it's going to be, so far, it's Japan going to be released in Japan only. So it's like, you know, we don't need to know Japanese to play that game, and I'm dying to play it. I've seen video of it, and it looks amazing. I'm pretty sure at some point they're going to bring it to the U.S., but it's like right now, you know, there's no outlook for it. There's no broadcasting on that, you know, forecast on that.
Right. Hey, man, I got to go, man. Listen to my voice again.
Oh, man. So you got SARS, don't you?
Huh? I need some Pontain.
Shit. All right, man. Well, it was good to hear from you, and thanks for the report.
Hey, no problem. I will give me a call whenever you have a chance, okay?
Yeah, I'll give you a call back in a couple days.
I give you more reports. I'm still doing my research.
Yeah, and I know you're hella busy over there, too, so you don't have a lot of time for fucking around and checking this shit out, but I'll give you a call in a couple days. I'll see what's up.
Right on.
All right, man. Peace.